Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You are listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today we're going to hear from Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds at the Republican National Convention. She talked to us by phone and let us know about some of the speeches that she's heard and some of the platforms that were voted on and how they'll affect small-town Iowa.
My first question, I guess, has to be, how is the weather treating you guys down there?
Well, it's actually not too bad today. You know, the first day, we really didn't have the wind that I had anticipated. They ended up delaying the convention on Monday, which I believe was the right choice. We had a couple rain showers today, but for the most part, it's been sunny today. So our thoughts and prayers are with Louisiana, but right now it looks like Florida is not going to be impacted by the hurricane.
Well, that's good news. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about was the Ron Paul supporters. From what I heard from people around Pella, they caused a little bit of a ruckus at the Iowa Republican Convention. Has that been an issue at the National Convention?
No, you know, they cast their ballots. The delegates voted for who they wanted to. I was actually served as a secretary of the convention, so I was able to take the roll call of all of the various states. But the governor and I, as well as the delegation, is focused on November and delivering Iowa for Mitt Romney. I was really thrilled that the chairman of the Republican Party, A.J. Spiker, issued a press release and statement after the roll call and after the Republican National Convention officially nominated Mitt Romney as their candidate for the Republican Party, that they would do everything that they could to make sure that they elected Mitt Romney is the next president of the United States. I think everybody realizes that the choice is clear. We need to do everything we can to make sure that we send President Obama home and we put somebody that is going to end the deficit spending, restore the economy, create jobs, and make sure that we sustain Medicare as we know it, not only for our current seniors, but for future generations also. So, Mitt Romney and Congressman Ryan, they have a plan to do that, and I think the momentum at the convention is exciting. We had a phenomenal evening last night with a great lineup of Republican governors and business owners that did create that business, and they talked about how important it was to have a stable environment that they had confidence in and to eliminate not only the taxes but the regulations and the barriers, and they're looking for a partner in the federal level, not as well as the state government, that gives them the confidence they need to expand and grow their business and hire workers, and that's what will get this economy going.
So what were some of the aspects of the platform that was voted on that you think will help out in the election?
Well, really, I don't know all the specifics on that right now. I was with my duty as the secretary of the convention. I was busy preparing for that. But, you know, one of the things that the governor and I continue to be very conscientious about is to make sure that we can retain our first in the nation caucus. And I think we felt confident with the rules that came out of the convention that Iowa will be able to retain that position. And that's extremely important to us. And so we want to make sure that we do everything that we can to sustain that.
Well, what do you think Governor Romney needs to do in his speech when he gives it, I believe, on Thursday, correct?
Yes, he did. I don't know. Did you get to hear any of Ann Romney's talk last night?
No, I did not, but I heard it went over rather well.
Well, it was powerful. It was just an outstanding, heartwarming talk. It was a conversation, I think, with Americans and with individuals that were participating in the convention. She really painted just a wonderful picture of Mitt as a husband, as a father, and as a grandfather. And as an entrepreneur and somebody that, you know, did build the business and that struggled some, and he was very fortunate to have two parents and was able to get an education that his dad never received. But he from that perspective going forward, he wasn't handed anything. He created it himself. She talked a lot about their relationship and how important family was, and at the end just made the commitment that Mitt Romney was the right person to restore America, the American dream, the family, and to make sure, and that he would not fail. And it was just, she did a phenomenal job. It was very powerful and very heartwarming. I think Governor Romney is going to continue to lay out his vision for restoring America, for creating a stronger middle class so that Americans and can find a job and start a business and hire a worker. And I think we're starting to see, you know, in the last couple weeks, and you're going to continue to see that more and more details about how he's going to do that. You know, he's going to end the deficit spending, make sure that Americans have the education and the skill sets that they need to be successful, and to look at domestic energy and becoming energy independent, and so that we can ensure that we keep our cost of providing energy down so that we can be competitive, to look at free and fair trade, and to make sure that we do everything that we can to create an environment that's conducive for innovators and entrepreneurs and small businesses out there to really, you know, experience the American dream and start a business. And that's really how we're going to grow our economy, is by those small businesses and those new innovators. So I think you're going to start to see a more detailed plan come out, and really a very distinct and clear vision. He believes that it's Americans that are going to grow this economy and not the government. I think that's a clear distinction between Obama and what Governor Romney sees as the future for America, and he's going to lay out how that happens. And it is quite a contrast to the current administration that believes government is the answer, and that you need to tax and regulate your way to prosperity. And Mitt Romney's view and Congressman Ryan's it would be very contrary to that.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pelham. We've heard from Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds at the convention in Tampa, Florida. She talked to us by phone yesterday. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official weather eye meteorologist forecast is next.